This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Every year, millions of people are forced to flee their homes in search of safety. Refugee Week is Australia's peak annual activity to inform the public about refugees and celebrate positive contributions made by refugees to Australian society. The theme of Refugee Week 2022 is healing. Refugee Week in Australia is always held from Sunday to Saturday in the week which includes 20th of June, which is World Refugee Day. In 2022, it will be held from Sunday 19th of June to Saturday 25th of June. The first Refugee Week events were organised in Sydney in 1986 by Austcare. In 1987, Refugee Council of Australia, RCOA, became a co-organiser of the week, and the occasion became a national event the following year. RCOA took on responsibility for the national coordination of Refugee Week from 2004. Adama Kamara, RCOA's Deputy CEO, says one of the aims of Refugee Week is to celebrate the positive contributions refugees make to Australian society.
It's really an opportunity to provide positive images of refugee communities across Australia, the contributions, and also for communities to think about how they can welcome refugees into their community and how they can make their communities safe for refugees. The overall aim is for us to have better understanding between refugee communities and non-refugee communities, also be more welcoming of each other.
Each year, Refugee Week has a different theme. This is to raise awareness of the issues affecting refugees in Australia and around the world to help the broader community understand what it's like to be a refugee. Ms. Kamara explains the theme for Refugee Week 2022.
This year, the theme is healing. And it's really in reflection, you know, the past 12 months has been quite challenging for everyone across the world. COVID has shown us how important it is to have human connection and how important it is those relationships and how a simple act of kindness can actually make a big difference in someone's world.
Oliver Slewer is a Sydney-based lawyer and one of the Refugee Week ambassadors. He grew up in an Assyrian family in Iraq and travelled through Jordan, Turkey and Greece as a refugee before finding safe haven in Australia in 1994. Mr. Slewer says intergenerational trauma can take many years to subside, but healing is possible once refugees start their settlement journey. He believes the key element of healing for refugees is resilience.
The traumatic experiences that they faced fleeing to war-torn countries, being in refugee camps, being on a boat for several days, for nights, being stranded on a boat. I was stranded on a boat between Turkey and Greece for 40 days, and I was the youngest on the boat. I don't have memories of that scene. I have vivid kind of scenes, but that healing stage starts from the day you step foot in Australia.
The healing theme also encourages mainstream and refugee communities to draw upon shared hardship to heal, to learn from each other and to move forward. And talking to others is the first step towards healing, Mr. Slewer explains.
I think in healing comes talking to others, sharing your stories, being able to openly discuss that journey without prejudice and being accepted. Is what it comes down to. Being accepted, acknowledged, and respected, I think, helps the healing process. And all this comes about through that one person having resilience to be able to do everything.
There are many different programs and activities run by RCOA during Refugee Week and beyond. Face to Face is one of these programs. It's an incursion presentation and workshop by RCOA ambassadors and representatives. The refugee speakers share personal stories of their journey to safety and give students the opportunity to learn about refugees, their experiences and their contributions to Australia. Mr. Slewer explains the importance of this program.
And as part of the face-to-face program through Refugee Council of Australia, during Refugee Week and before Refugee Week and after Refugee Week, it plays an important role to be that kind of vehicle to share the important information on settlement, the important aspect of how refugees contribute, the positive contributions, the successful stories that many refugees have brought to Australia.
The presentations are tailored for primary and secondary students, teachers and interested groups. RCOA's Deputy CEO Adama Kamara says the aim of the activities is to debunk the myths about refugees.
It's really a chance, the resource kit's a chance for people to actually read, find accurate information and then start asking questions anytime they hear something going, is that true, is that not? And that inquisitive mind is really what we're wanting to trigger through Refugee Week activities.
In the past decade, the number of people displaced from their homes has doubled from 41 million to 82.4 million. According to the Red Cross, 1 in 95 people are now forcibly displaced, an increase from 1 in 159 in 2010, with the rate of global displacement now outpacing population growth. Ms. Kamara says RCOA is encouraging the Australian government to increase the annual intake of refugees under its humanitarian program.
But currently, it's 13,750 people that can come through through humanitarian program every year. We believe that number can be higher. Australia's done it before. We've had over 20,000 people. And we're actually asking the government to increase that number because it's possible. We've done it before. We've been able to do it successfully.
As well as this, RCOA is asking the government to resettle those refugees and asylum seekers that are on temporary protection visas. Ms. Kamara believes that Refugee Week is an opportunity to show how compassionate we are.
We've got a large number of people who are on temporary protection visas and safe haven enterprise visas, which is basically a visa. They've all been proven to be refugees, but because they've come to Australia by boat, the government has said they will never be able to stay here permanently. And they just, so the visas are 3 years or 5 years and they're not sure if they're coming or they're going. So I think we want Australians to show compassion, to show, yes, you help refugees. You've been in this country, some from, you know, up to 10 years. You can stay.
RCOA Ambassador Oliver Slua says he proudly calls himself a refugee today. He also wanted to choose a career where he's able to give back to the community and help other refugees settle in Australia.
And my dream to become a lawyer was to help those who were struggling, for those who were waiting for years and months and days and prolonged time periods where their life just is in limbo, to come to Australia or to go to another country, or are in Australia and are trying to seek refuge and are asylum seekers. So in the way that I wanted to give back was in the humanitarian way, it was in a legal aspect.
For more information about Refugee Week, visit www.refugeeweek.org.au.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.